This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Yao Chen. Chen, how are you?
How are you, Henrik? Nice to meet you.
You too. Chen, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I was just graduated from King's College London's Digital Asset and Media Management program. And in the past 1 year, I've learned a lot about some basic concepts and also some practical skills and ideas about how to effectively manage digital assets. And I think this program really helped me to understand how important managing rich media is and also give me a lot of idea to think critically about how to help more people to better do so.
You started a new digital asset management group. Tell us more about this.
Okay. Well, the group I founded is called Digital Asset Management China Connect. And I founded this group in May in 2018 with two of my friends. The reason why I set this group is because I really want to bring them to China. Although we have a lot of Chinese students on this program, but actually for them, it's very hard to find a DAM career back to China, which is because most of us don't really aware of what DAM is. And what I'm going to do is to bring an awareness and also persuade more Chinese companies and organizations to really ponder about how to organize and manage their rich media contents. And well, in the past 1 year, what I've done is get connected with a lot of DAM experts in Western world, and also I've held some presentations and meetings with some Chinese students and also some DAM experts. What I'm going to do this year is to do some interviews with some Chinese organizations, especially rich media intensive companies, to know their conditions about managing rich media and also to think about really implement a digital asset management system or some plans, and also maybe do some interviews with some Western experts to see if they have some reflections or ideas about the future of DAM's development in China. And so next year, my plan is about to launch a website, which name is DAM China. I hope to use this website to get connected between Western experts and the Chinese rich media intensive companies to let Chinese companies to know the importance of DAM, and at the same time to let many Western experts and maybe vendors and people to do so to know that China really needs their help to really make their DAM condition better.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
In my view, challenges are at the same time the potential success. And if we see the whole DAM world, I think one of the challenges is to how to face change and unpredictable things, because technology is really developing fast these years. And on the one hand, technology will bring more challenges to DAM management because there will be more multiple types of rich media contents and maybe more complex devices. But at the same time, technology can really help them to manage contents better. But if we have a closer look about them in China, I think the biggest challenge will be to think about how to nurture Chinese organizations' awareness about them. And there are actually 3 points I really want to cover. I think they are really my some reflections. The first one is about society and culture. I think in China, people with more experience get more priority, which means it's really hard for some creative and critical young people to raise their ideas. And I can imagine if some young people go to a company and to say, like, can we implement a DAM system? It will help a lot. Maybe some more experienced leaders, they don't really take serious about this. And the second one I really want to cover is that I know there are many like librarian degree in Western world, but in China there are less, which means that they don't really take serious about how to effectively manage their rich media digital contents. And the third one I think is about Chinese people are really concentrate a lot on developing technology, like many hot trend ones like AI, AR, VR, and blockchain things, so that they don't really have the energy at the efforts to really think about rich media contents and how to manage them. So I think about this challenge, we can really to think about some ways to persuade them to do so, then there will be a really potential success and gain more footprints for them in the whole world.
What advice would you like to share with DEM professionals and people aspiring to become DEM professionals?
Well, I think I want to cover two points. One is the problem solving and critical attitudes, and the other is the entrepreneurial attitudes, because everything is developing and DEM will also go to the future as well. So it's really important to look forward and to see about the future, like to really to be open and see the technologies that is going to be developed in the future and to really think about how to solve the problems that brought by all kinds of technology. And I think the entrepreneurial attitude is what I really want to give to those potential debt management people in China, because we still lack the awareness of them at present, and it's very important for us to stand up and raise the idea and get the courage to talk about this with all kinds of organizations and really bring this idea there.
Well, thank you so much for your insights on this.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Nice to talk to you.
You, too. For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.